On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
A teenager who made bogus bomb threats that triggered the evacuation of more than 400 schools has been jailed for 3 years. 19-year-old George Duke Cohen sent thousands of emails warnings in March, including some to schools here in Kent. Sky's Becky Johnson at Luton Crown Court says he also caused a security scare with a phone call to an airport.
That resulted in the plane being quarantined when it arrived at San Francisco Airport. All 295 passengers kept on board, and there was an 8-hour security investigation before that plane was cleared.
Elsewhere today, a young Kent woman who had a breakdown after suffering from extreme anxiety is urging people to share their problems with others to avoid a crisis.
Definitely talk to someone, because I kept things bottled up for a very long time and it didn't help whatsoever. It built up and built up until I couldn't cope.
21-year-old Holly's told us her mental health issues were so bad she ended up in hospital. It's as Childline revealed they've delivered twice as many counselling sessions this year to youngsters in the southeast needing help for anxiety than they did 2 years ago. You can hear more and get advice if you're struggling at kentonline.co.uk. The government recently announced plans to provide more support in schools. A report into chaos on the railways caused by timetable changes in May is blamed poor communication within the industry. The rail regulator says decision-making should have passengers at its heart. The government's being urged to fast-track £20 million of funding to help Kent prepare for possible gridlock on the roads after Brexit. The leader of the county council says the money's vital to help minimise traffic disruption when the UK leaves the EU next March. It's after a report highlighted the potential impact on frontline services if there are delays at the ports because of extra checks on goods. Passengers have been rescued after the train they were on was damaged when it hit a fallen tree near Deal. Southeastern are having to run replacement buses after it blocked the line from Walmer, affecting services from Dover Priory towards Ramsgate. A spare train has managed to pull the damaged one back to Dover. It's not known yet when the line will reopen. Love Island winners Danny and Jack say they plan to stay friends after announcing they're splitting up after 6 months together. Danny Dyer's daughter and the former sales from Swanley had recently moved in together and filmed their own reality show.
Sport with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football lands off the back of their second round FA Cup win. Gillingham travel to take on Scunthorpe United in League One this weekend. Both sides are level on points, but the Jewels are 18th in the table, 2 places above the home side on goal difference. Striker Tom Eaves is the league's joint top goal scorer. He says he hopes to continue his good form.
You know, to carry that on, I think hopefully get a few more goals in this period, and yeah, just keep the pressure on the top goal scorers, and you know, that's just my job. What I need to do, I need to score goals for the team, and if I'm doing that, then I feel like I'm helping the team as well.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.